Hola y bienvenidos a Sex and Spanglish, where we empower mujeres to get in touch with their bodies, own their pleasure, and where we discuss all the cochinadas our abuelas didn't tell us about. I'm Ana López, sexpert, future doctora, certified sex and life coach, proud Latina, and your go-to guide for all things sex. I'm here to help you kick vergüenza to the curb and teach you to have guilt-free sexual pleasure. Basically, I'm here to help you have mind-blowing sex without all the guilt and shame you learned growing up. Let's be real. La comunidad Latina doesn't talk about sex, pero qué suerte tienes because this Latina does. It is my vision to have Latinas worldwide discussing sex with one another just like they do with chisme. Así que, prepárate. I'm about to change the way you view sex para siempre. Welcome back to another episode of the Sex and Spanglish podcast. Now, if you listened to the last Sunday's episode, I did promise that I was going to do an episode on sex coaching or coaching in general versus therapy. And I will be recording that episode, but if you noticed, I did not publish an episode last week, and there is a reason for that. And so this episode today is going to be about why I didn't record the episode and the lesson that I learned from that. And then next week will be about therapy versus coaching. So I just wanted to throw that out there if that's, you know, the episode that you were anticipating. So why didn't I record last week? So over the past probably week or so, I was just kind of in a funk. I didn't necessarily want to do much. I was just like, I don't want to do anything. I just want a day off where I'm like doing absolutely nothing, even things that I like to do. I was like, I literally want to do nothing. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to lay in bed all day. I don't want to watch TV. I just want to do nothing. I want to lay and veg out. And this happened over several days. And what I was noticing was like, I would wake up, sometimes I would be tired, so I would go back to sleep and I would just end up starting work later in the day or later than I had planned, which then pushed back my schedule way further, which was annoying. But then there were other days where I would wake up and it would be way before my alarm and I wasn't even tired. I would be wide awake and I would just lay there. Like, I'd just be chilling. Like laying in bed on TikTok, on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, checking my emails. And I was like, why am I even laying here? And I actually asked myself that question. Like, why am I laying here? Why am I not just getting up and doing something instead of just laying in bed until my alarm goes off or sometimes even after my alarm goes off? And my answer was always like, I don't want to do anything. Like, that would be the first answer that came to mind. And I was like, what is this about? Like, I don't understand. Why do I just all of a sudden just don't want to do anything? I didn't feel depressed. I didn't feel necessarily sad in any way. Just like no tenía ganas de hacer nada. Like the motivation was not there to literally do anything. You could have asked me if I wanted to eat and I'd be like, I'm hungry. I just don't want to eat, right? Like, and I was eating. But I was just like, oh, this is so much work. And I was just getting so frustrated at what was going on. So I started asking myself as the days went on, as it became more obvious that this was becoming a pattern, I started asking myself, why am I doing this? Why do I want to stay in bed? What is going on here? Right? Just asking myself, like, basically, what do you call it? Like when they take someone into the police station and they're like questioning them. Yeah, I guess I was questioning myself. I don't know if that's the word. I think there's a different word. But anyways, I was like questioning myself, interrogating. There's the word. I was like interrogating myself, but in a non-judgmental way, from a very curious place. Like, but why? Why do you want to stay in bed? Why, when you're awake and you're not tired, do you want to get up? Or do you like want to stay in bed? Why don't you want to get up? What's going on here? How is this benefiting you? Right? Just asking questions over and over. And I didn't really come up with an answer, honestly. I just kept asking myself and asking myself. And I kept thinking about it. Like, it literally has been all I thought about for like the past 3 days. And I realized, like, okay, well, part of the time, so we'll just pretend it's 50%. 50% of the time, I am physically tired. So like, I want to go to sleep, or I want to go back to sleep, because I'm physically tired. I haven't gotten enough sleep. And I haven't necessarily been going to bed at a certain time. I've just been kind of like, whenever. And so I was like, okay, well, there are things that I can do to ensure that I'm getting better sleep, at least on that part. So that may solve for the part where I go back to sleep, right? And then I was like, okay, well, the other 50%, I'm not even tired. I'm wide awake, but I just don't get up. And I was like, okay, well, I haven't necessarily been putting myself first and like taking care of myself as a way to, you know, prevent burnout, right? And I was like, oh, well, I haven't really had much time for myself because I've been essentially like sleeping in, right? So I decided, okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and start by making sure that I go to bed early. So the past two nights, I decided to go to bed early. I was like, okay, my bedtime routine is at 8:30. I'm going to be in bed by 9. Even if I'm not sleeping, I want to be in bed by 9 because ideally I will wake up at 5 because I go to the gym early in the morning. So the past two nights, I'm recording this on Thursday. The past two nights, Tuesday, Wednesday night, I put myself to bed, I guess, at 9. And I didn't fall asleep either night until probably around 10 or 10:30, just because I'm not used to being in bed that early at this point. And I feel so much better today. Today's Thursday. I feel so much better today. Yesterday, I had the day off of work, so I didn't necessarily do anything for my business. I also took the day off of class because I was still kind of in that funk yesterday. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go to class today. And I didn't. And today, on Thursday, after two nights of putting myself to sleep early or at least in bed early, allowing myself, you know, to be in bed early, kind of shut down early, and not go to class and rest, I feel so much better. And I actually, today, I woke up before my alarm, and I didn't get up like right away when I woke up before my alarm. I just kind of allowed myself to lay there, but I did eventually get up. I did get to my first appointment, which probably the past 2 days, I probably would have canceled. I did get up. I was on time. I was even early, right? And so all it took was me questioning myself and asking what I needed, but from a place of curiosity. So why didn't I record last week? Well, I was in this funk. I ended up sleeping until like 10 o'clock, and then I had to get up and I had to go to my day job. And evenings aren't necessarily a time where I record, just because my partner's home and he's loud. And so I just didn't have the opportunity to record on Friday, and on weekends, my partner is home and I release on Sundays. And so it just didn't happen. And so, either way, I'm kind of glad that this happened this way because I'm able to bring this topic to you. Now, that is my whole story. And again, you're probably wondering, what the fuck does this have to do with sex? And for those of you that are, you know, returning listeners, you probably already know this already. I always tie it back into sex. So sometimes you just gotta wait a little bit. And this is one of these cases. So what does this have to do with sex? I want you to think about, what are you doing that's making it hard for you to say yes to sex? And yes to sex, and not just the act, but in whatever way that means for you. That means if there's a certain position that you desire, or there's if you're having a hard time expressing your desires to your partner and you're not doing that, that is also saying yes. If that just means having sex in general, like saying yes when your partner initiates, if that means saying yes to like another date night or scheduling sex, right? Whatever that means for you, what are you doing that's making it hard for you to take that very next step? If you've been listening to this podcast for any amount of time now, I'm pretty sure that you know the very next step that you need to take or that you would like to take in order to get your sex life to a place that you really want it to be in, right? And so what are you doing that's making it hard for you to say yes to that next step? You know, it's easy to blame your partner. It's easy to blame other outside circumstances like your in-laws visiting or stress at work or, I don't know, your kids, whatever it is. It doesn't, the economy, I don't care. It doesn't matter, right? It's really easy to blame other people and outside circumstances. But I want you to think about what are you doing to contribute to not taking the next step? Like, how are you preventing yourself from taking that very next step? It doesn't mean achieving the goal entirely, but what is just like the very next step, right? And I don't want you to ask this as a way to blame yourself, right? Like, I don't want you to say like, oh, well, I just can't get my shit together. I'm always stressed, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, it's out of a place of curiosity, right? Like, what is going on here? Why am I acting the way I am? Why am I not showing up in the way that I know that I want to show up? What is going on here? And when you get that answer, you can start addressing it. So if you are not communicating your desires to your partner, even though you really want to, if you're not doing that because you're like, you know what, I just really don't know how to have a conversation. Okay, well then your next step is to figure out how to have that conversation. If you you know, always say no to your partner, you find an excuse, but you really want to have sex, you need to figure out why is it that you're not wanting to say yes to sex? Like, what is stopping you? And from there, taking action on that, right? If you are, what is another example? I wasn't planning on putting in examples, obviously. If you are, you know, really stressed out. So that's why you're not having sex, right? You're just like, I don't want to have sex. I'm tired. So, you know, I don't want to have sex. I'm tired. I got shit to do, right? What are you doing to contribute to that, right? Like, why is there so much on your plate? Why haven't you taken something off? Why haven't you asked for help? Why haven't you delegated anything, right? And again, not in a blaming way, but in a place of curiosity. Where are you holding yourself back? Where are you telling yourself that it has to be a specific way, to look a certain way? It has to involve certain people, right? No one else is willing to help me. All of those things are holding you back from getting to the place where you want to be, from taking that very next step even. And so you might be thinking, but Anna, like, you got an answer so fast. You've only been feeling this way for like about a week or so. And I don't know that I could ever do that. Or I don't know that that's possible for me. So first and foremost, it is definitely possible for you to ask yourself questions, to ask yourself more effective questions, and to get those answers, because those answers can only come from you. They cannot come from me. They cannot come from another professional. They cannot come from anybody else but you. So it's definitely a possibility for you to get these answers. Now, asking yourself more effective questions is a skill. I didn't always have this skill. I had to develop this skill, and I had to be willing to ask myself questions and not necessarily get an answer right away. I also had to be willing to ask myself questions and wait for an answer, to not allow my brain to say, I don't know, to wait and be patient for an answer, to ask it again and again until my brain found an answer. These were all skills that I learned, and I definitely didn't learn these on my own, although, it's a possibility. You could probably learn these on your own. But I also had coaches and mentors to help me along the way, to provide examples of what that looked like, to ask me questions, right? I had colleagues that I worked with where I would ask them questions, and I'm like, oh shit, why didn't I ask myself that question, right? I put myself in an environment where I was able to learn, and it was modeled to me how to build this skill. Just like if you're learning any other skill, right? You probably need to see it done. It needs to be shown to you. You need to know the steps, what's involved, right? And so I put myself in that environment. I didn't just do this on my own. And it takes practice. I've been doing this for, 5 years now, maybe more. Right? This is something that I've learned. It's a skill. So if you want help learning to ask better questions, you're going to want to sign up for one-on-one coaching. I am only taking on 2 one-on-one coaching clients between now, we're in October, until December. I'm only taking on 2 clients. I am still running my group coaching program. However, that is not launching until February. So you can definitely get on the waitlist for that, not a problem. But if you want to learn this skill before the end of the year, you're going to want to get on my list for one-on-one coaching. The form will be in the show notes. You just put your contact information there and you'll be able to book a consult with me. The consult is no commitment whatsoever. So if you sign up for a consult, that doesn't mean that you have to buy. I want to make that very clear. The consultation call is a conversation where we talk about whether or not my services are a good fit for you. And if they're a good fit for you at this time, because maybe they're a good fit for you, but you're like, I got a lot of shit going on. Okay, well then maybe now is not a good time, and that is totally fine. We can talk at a later date, but I would rather you decide that now than later on in the future. Because what if you think now is not a good time and I'm like, actually, it's the best time, right, for what you have going on. The consultation call is also where we figure out whether we are a match as coach and client. Like, I want us to vibe together. If you're like, this bitch is fucking psycho, that's fine. We don't have to work together. I will send you referrals either way. No hard feelings, right? I will always send anyone that gets on a consultation call with me, whether or not you're a yes or a no, I will always give you resources and referrals to wherever I think that you will get the most benefit. This isn't just about selling you into my program. I'm definitely going to talk to you about one-on-one coaching because that's why you booked the call in the first place, right? If you book a consultation call for the group coaching program, I'm going to talk to you about that as well. I'm probably on either call going to talk to you about both. However, it is not a, you are not committing to anything by just getting on the call with me. I just want to talk to you about what's going on for you, provide you with some next steps that you can take, give you some resources, referrals. And if you're like, yeah, and I would also want to work with you, then cool. Then we move forward. And if not, then that's fine. And we see each other on social media. You listen to me on Sundays and Wednesdays, whatever it may be. So I would talk to y'all soon. Happy Sunday. Hey, mujer, this is your invitation to join La Sinvergüenza Symposium. Redefine what it means to be a sinvergüenza and learn to do the things you enjoy without shitting on yourself. The waitlist is open and ready for your name. The link to join is in the show notes. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button to be notified when new episodes are released. Join me every week to hear me talk about orgasms, foreskin, dildos, and all the other cochinadas your abuela didn't tell you about. But that's not all. We'll also discuss machismo, la tía metiche, and sexual stories from other Latinas just like you. And if you're ready to start spicing up your sex life tonight, then be sure to download my free ebook, Spice It Up Con La Sex Coach. You can find the link in the show notes. And finally, let's keep in touch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Sex in Spanglish. Be sure to follow me and let me know you heard this episode. Deseándote todo el placer, porque el placer es poder.